How is it that the soul is separated from the material body? The Atma, the eternal spirit soul, never actually comes in contact with matter. So how is it that this spiritual element, this anti-material particle, as Prabhupada said, how is it the spiritual element, the soul, is surrounded by matter, stuck in the middle of a material body, yet it's not aware, or not aware of how the soul is giving energy to the material body? Because the actual energy is coming from the soul. How is that working? The soul is actually spreading its energy of consciousness throughout the material body, like a light source. There's a bulb situated, a light bulb is situated in one place, screwed into the socket, mounted on the wall. Yet it's spreading its light throughout the room from that one place. Or a magnet. If you put a magnet, you put a board on top of a magnet, and you put iron filings on top of the board, a thin board. And if you move the magnet below the board, the iron filings above the board, separating the filings from the magnet, those filings will begin to move along with the movement of the magnet, although the magnet is not directly contacting the filings. But because of the power of the magnet, it still acts on the iron filings and makes them move on top of the board. Similarly, in reality, the spirit soul, the Atma, has no direct contact with the material body, but it has ability to spread its energy of consciousness throughout the life airs. Mameyamamsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. The individual soul is an amsha, a part and parcel of the Supreme Lord Krishna. The living entity is perfect in one sense, but he's not really perfect until he's connected with the Lord. That is the meaning. The living entity is part of the Lord. A part is useless without connection with the whole. Like a screw is part of a machine, as Prabhupada often said. But if it falls on the floor, becomes loose and falls on the floor, then it becomes useless, although it's existing on the floor, separate from the machine. When it's reconnected to the machine, then it has usefulness. So that Bhagavad Gita shloka, Mabhayavamsha Jivaloke, means the living entity is part and parcel of God. Unless the Amsha, Atma, Jiva, is united with the Amshi, Bhagavan, he will not be complete. Aham Brahmasmi. Jivira Surupaya Krishna Nityadas.